Let's begin today's daf is Bava Kamma daf Tezayin. The Bava Tezayin, the though we just had at the end of the shiur yesterday, right before the Mishnah, that there, how do you know that it's Asutim Megadol Kelavra B'toch Beso and put up a Sulam Ruah B'toch Beso Lotzasim Damim B'Vesecha. So obviously the context of that pasuk is the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, mitzvah of putting up a fence around your roof, and the Torah uses a lashon of an aseh, Yatzis Ma'akeh L'Togecha. And a losa save losasim davim beveisacha, not to have a something dangerous in your house. And the Gemara assumed that that pasuk, the losa say, applies sometimes outside. Any dangerous situation might be included in that pasuk. There is, we had a I think we discussed in the past the within the sugya of ma'akeh, the relationship between the asay and the losa say. Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin, well, we had asked a question, and the Gemara in Kedushin gives ma'akeh as one of the examples of a mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, and therefore women are chayavos. Right? It's not time bound, so they're chayavos. The question Tosfos asks is, what do you need the reason that they're not chayavos? You know, just say that it is has a lav with it. If it has a lav with it, so then any assay that any los assay that they're obligated in. So what is the why does the Gemara have to give an example with that it's Enos Ban Grama? So Tosis himself answers that the only time you violate the Los HaSei is if you have Kavana to build the house without a Ma'akeh. That's the Chiddush of Tosis. Tosis there in Kiddush Daf Lamed Aleph. But other than that, you don't violate the Los HaSei. But the Ritva there has the beautiful post by his Rebbe the Ramban, his grand Rebbe the Ramban, who says, no, Rebbe the Ramban tirates, Debahani, there are a number of examples, for example, Ma'akeh, for example, Hashavas Aveda, where there are Los HaSeis connected there, but the Bahani Afalgab de Isbuhu Losase Ain Ha Iker Ella Ase Shebahem. Velo Asa Losase Ella Lakiyume Lase. Sometimes you have a Losase, but that's only there to strengthen the Ase. And how do you know? You have to figure out from Chazal. Meaning by it says by Hashavas Aveda. You know, return the lost object. Don't turn away from returning the lost object. So some of them seem to be logical. Now don't turn away. That Losase is just strengthening the Ase. By Maka, the Iker is to build the roof. Don't have a dangerous situation in your roof. Losasim da mevezecha. That's just there to be to strengthen the yaseh. If that's true, so for A, that's one chiddush. That's how you look at it. But number two chiddush is the application. If you have a mitzvah like that, women would be obligated in the women would be pturos in that mitzvah, or not for a non-zman grama. I mean, even though that has a losasim involved, so you might say if it's a losasim, even if it's zman grama, they should be chayavos. The chiddush is no. If the los asay is just there in the background to be makayim the asay, so then women would have been pturos had it not been for the fact that it is not zman gramas. That's an important chiddush of the Ritva there in Kiddush Daf Lamed Aleph about the mitzvah makayim, about the asay and the los asay, which the Gemara here quotes the los asay. There was a general discussion about how you view the mitzvah makayim, which if we have time at the end, maybe we will get back to about the general issue of Makkah, how do you look at the mitzvah? Okay, but for now, let us go further with the Mishnah. Chamisha talmud and chamisha muadim. Five tams and five muads. Habehema ain't a muades. The behema is not a muad. Loli gach, loli gof, lola shoch, loli boz, lola vote. These are the five tamin. Right? These are the five actions which a behema is not a muad to do. Not to gore, not to push, bite. Lirbot to lie down on, but lirbot to kick. All of these are unusual, and therefore they are all Karen. The Rishonim, the Rush in particular, asks, why isn't it listed here eating something unusual? A behema ainim uedes lachol davar shein aroyla. Because how is Shane defined? That will be later on, next paragraph we're going to have. Shane is, hashein uedes lachol aroyla. So why on the list? I'll give you a sixth tam. Behema einamu edes leachol davar she'ina roila. So ask the Rush, why isn't that on the list? So says the Rush that really a behema is a muad to eat really anything. That is the chiddush of the Rush there in the next parak, not in here, but the Rush in the next parak on that Mishnah says the Rush nira li lafari shadarina la'el haikal badachal imri v'shun radachal tanagolam mishunu v'avidim b'bavel. I'm sorry. The achila lo havi shinui. The darkam lecho kol nevelos afilu shal behemos gedolos. Once the animal's dead, then it's normal. the killing of the animal, what they're going to speak about, that we had yesterday, about these cases of Kabbalah Dachal Shunri and the Shunri Dachal Tadagola, that's all about the act of killing itself. That's what was unusual. But once the animal is dead, you have a carcass lying around, then animals will eat anything. That's the Shita of the Rush, and that's why it's not in this. That's why it's not in this Mishnah. The Evan Azel, Ravissa Zalman, has a different shot of why it's not on this in this Mishnah, and that is, you're right. It is an example of Karen that it is unusual. You don't have to give the Rush's answer. And through all some first some argument with the Rush, the Abshal Shlomo and others. But the Chiddush is here that you might have said that these five are really one. These five, which is all about the animal having in mind to Lahazik, Ligach, Ligach, Lishach, so you might have said they're all one. My nafkamina, if you're a mu'ah to do one of these, you're a mu'ah to do the others. Once you change, if you're a mu'ah to gore, then you're a mu'ah to push. If you're a mu'ah to push, you're a mu'ah to kick. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that's not true. That these are five separate tamin, and therefore if you become a mu'ah for one of them, you're not a mu'ah for the other ones. By eating something unusual, of course that's not connected to these five. That's a different category. You wouldn't have thought that if you're a mu'ah for that one or a mu'ah for this one, you know, you would be a mu'ah for the other one. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. In a chinami, it is Shein Mu'ed, it's an example of Karen, says the Evan Azel, but the Mishnah didn't have to say it because the chiddush of the Mishnah is just to tell you these five, even these five, which are similar to each other, still, if you're a mu'ah for one, you're not a mu'ah for the other one.
Karen and all the tolls of Karen.
These are Karen and tolls of Karen, yeah.
There are no other tolls of Karen.
Are there any other tolls? Well, according to the Evan Azel, that's an example. If the animal eats something that's not normal to eat. So that's an example of Karen, says Evan Azel. Right? The question is, why isn't it in the Mishnah? So the Rush gives a reason why it's not a told of Karen. Right. And the Yamshel Shlomo explains, based on other earlier Mepharshim, that it is. It's just not in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah's not interested in telling you that Chiddush.
According to the Rush, the second parak explains that lie happens.
According to the Rush, the second parak, which says, Lechol es haroila, right, it's talking about, well, I have to say, it's talking about maybe animals as it attacks them, I have to say. The Rush works it out there.
Well, Armin talks about Chalzuraya.
Right, well, that's that few tests. Well, we'll get to that. Because the Mishnah there expands on the lines in this Mishnah. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Next line. Hashein Mu'edas Lechalzuraya. The Shein, this is the same line as the Mishnah later on in Daf Yutes, which the Gemara there expands on. Right, the Gemara here talks about, the Mishnah here talks about Karen a little more in depth. The beginning of the next parak, by the of tomorrow's daf, it talks about regel, and then it talks about Shein in the following daf. So Shein mu'ed es lechol haroila. Shein is a mu'ed to eat what it is normal to eat. Ha regel mu'ed es lishbar derech hilucha. Regel is a mu'ed to break in the normal way. So that's two mu'ads. Bishar ha-mu'ed, and Karen that became a mu'ed. Bishar ha-mazik v'rshus ha-nizak v'ha-adam. Those are the five mu'adin, right? The Shein, regel, adam, and Sharamazik, and Sharamazik, which is an Isaac, and Sharamuad. Next, Hazei, Vahari, Vahado, Vahanamar, Vahbardalus, Vahanachash, all of these, wild animals, wolf, and lion, and bear, leopards, and Bardalus, we'll have to see what that is, Vahanachash, and a snake, Hare, Elu, Mu'adin. All of these are automatic Mu'ads. A snake is an automatic Mu'ad. Rivelazar Omer, Vizvashim, but a Tarbos, ain't a Mu'adin. No. If they're tame, if you're a lion trainer, so then, they are not mu'ads for, inherently. Says Rebbe Elazar, you're able to domesticate them. But v'hanachash mu'ad la'olam. I'll agree with you by nachash, but the other ones are able to be domesticated. So this is the Gemara, this is the Mishnah, that all of these animals are mu'adin. Says Tosfos, not here, look on the next Amud. Tosfos on the next Amud, which is on the Mishnah, v'hanachash, on Tezayinam and Aleph. Tosfos says, v'hanachash hare ilu mu'adin. All of these. This is just the last part of the phrase. Lav b'cholin yoni nezek chashivim mu'adin. Not regarding all nezeks are they mu'ad. Ela kol echad b'midi d'urche. It means respectively. Respectively, each action that they are mu'ad to do. So that's what they are mu'adin. Kogon shebaz e'vitaraf arivadaras. A lion that tramples and kills an animal. And a ze'ev that's toreif. Otaraf laniach. Ava b'midi d'lav urche. But an action that is not their normal behavior. To go an ari shetaraf ha'achal, an ari that's toreif, as we'll see on Amud Beis today, and eats. V'chein shara zekos lav urchayu lo havi mu'adin el mishamim chasi nezek. Says Tosfos, the chiddush is that even by these mu'ad animals, it doesn't mean that they are automatically a mu'ad for everything, for every action. There are respective ways of these animals attacking, And therefore, there's still a limit by these. And even when they pay full, because they do these acts of terror, it's only b'chatzar hanisak, because this is considered the normal way of them. It's shein, and therefore it's through b'shus harabim, but b'shus harabim is pater. So this is the shita of Tosas.
Who's paying for the line?
Who's paying? I guess you have to own it, right? If it's a hefker line, no, nobody. Somebody, okay. You own it for I don't know. You like hunting in the forest. So right, if you don't own it, then nobody's paying. It's a sharsha. It's an animal shall hefker. So that's Tosas. Ask the shita b'kubetzas 1 minute. According to Tosfos, what's the difference between these animals and any other animals? What does Tosfos say? These animals are only muads to do exactly what they normally do. So every other animal, too. Every other animal, something that's unusual for them is going to be unusual, it's going to be carrot, and something that's normal for them is nezek shalim. So I don't know, Tosfos just took out the teeth of the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah says these are muads, period, inherently. Tosfos says, no, don't think that way. So that's the Shita B'Kubetzas on Tosfos. He goes to us, "V'timali imkain machilik yish b'nehem l'shar behemus v'midi d'rachayu havishen b'regel v'midi d'labrachayu havikaren." So imkain, my kamash l'masisa, what's the finish of the Mishnah? Says the Rosh in the Shita B'Kubetzas, says v'yesh lomar v'ashme'inon shehin muadin laharog kol behemus v'yafili gedolos behem v'lo kakelev d'achal imri ravervi. The chiddush is that these actions, the actions that are considered normal for them, are considered normal even for animals that are bigger than them. That doesn't apply to other animals. But like we had yesterday, if an animal attacks, even the same animal, right? We had yesterday about the dog, where the Imri, the big sheep and the little sheep. So big sheep, it's normal. Big sheep is not normal. Little sheep, it is normal. So by these animals, you don't have big and little. Quantity doesn't make a difference, and therefore, that's the chiddush.
Only answering your question, defining normal and not normal.
Oh, correct, right. It's defining a little bit of normal and not normal, right? You still might say, or the rules are still the same, but the application is different. If you look at the Rambam, and this is what the Gra notes, the Gra on that Tosfos says, Nir Beinai V'Rambam Cholik Alzeh. I see that Ha'ar of the Gra, the beginning of Tosfos, Nagos HaGra. I think the Rambam argues. So which Rambam? So you got to look it up. The Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mamon does not have any limitations when he quotes these. He just says, Chamisha Mini Behemos. Mu'adin mitchilas biryasan lahazik ba'afilu hein tarbus. These five animals, they're mu'ads from the beginning of their creation, and you can't domesticate them. These animals are just terrors. Lefichach imiziku ahimisu b'nigicha obadashicha b'drisa v'chayotzim ahead. If they do any of these actions which are usually associated with Karen, chayiv nezek shalim. Chayiv nezek shalim ve'elu hein, zev ari dob namar bardulos. V'chein hanachash enoshach, hareze mu'ad ba'afilu haya tarbus. He says, and don't even think nachash is different. Nachash is the same thing. That's it, period. The Rambam has no limitation. He says, these are mu'ad mitchilas ha'mahazik. So the Gra assumes, and that's how it seems to be, that the Rambam is arguing with Tosfos. There are no limitations in this area. Okay. One other point, and then we'll move on. Then we go to all the way to the next Amud. The Nachash mu'ad la'olam. So it seems like Nachash is the worst out of all of them. You read this Gemara, it seems like the Nachash is the worst. So if we remember from Maseches Brachos, way back, there is an animal that seems to be worse than a nachash, right? Remember on the Mishnah that says even if a nachash is karach al akevo, so then you're not allowed to stop shmor esrei. The Rashash there talks about sakaras nafashos, but you're not supposed to stop. But the Gemara there says, but if you see an ox about to stampede you, of course you have to stop. So it sounds like a shor is even worse. So is a shor worse than a nachash? It sounds like from the Gemara Bracha that a shor is worse. Well, here it sounds like a nachash is the worst. So one of the Achronim I saw suggests maybe there's a difference between what these animals do to a person and what these animals do to another animal. To a person, a shor is worse. Shor is worse. That's what this suggests. That's what it sounds like from that Gemara. Mitzias, right? I say Mitzias wise. Maybe we know different kind of snakes, different kind of oxen. But the Gemara in Bracha says clearly that you have to treat a shor as a more dangerous animal than a nachash. You were saying Shmon Esrei, a nachash, you don't have to, maybe akrav is different, but a nachash, you don't have to stop while a shor.
That doesn't answer the question. The concept of tamim muad by adam, by shor against adam.
Correct, I'm saying, but what
is even worse? If a shor is muad for behema, it's not muad for adam. And vice versa, it is.
What if it's muad for. That's based on the case of Maslai that we had on that phase. We'll have to get back to that.
Yeah.
But either way, within these animals, if you say, you have to say one is worse than the other one just naturally, so that's why he tries to answer the stira. That's why he tries to answer the stira. Again, you have to give some answer. You have to give some answer. But again, if it's the question of muad, that just means if they have become regular to become this type of of animal, and those might be talking about mu'lazeh, might be talking about animals that are not naturally ready. But let's say the case of the brachas was ready. If you have a basket of food around the animal's neck, you have to look up that gemara again. So you have to figure out how that gemara there says it seems to be worse by a shor than a nachash, while here it seems to be that a nachash is worse than a shor. Okay, gemara. Says the gemara midiktani, a shein mu'lazeh lechol, and the fact that the second line of the Mishnah says that a shein is mu'a to eat, mechlal de b'chatzar anizak askina, so we must be talking about a chatzar anizak, right? Because we know shein regel is putter in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, the fact that it says the shein is a mu'a to eat, roila, so must be talking about chatzar anizak. Viktani, but in the previous line, it says, behema einu mu'edes l'shalim kula, aval chatzi nezak mishalamis, but al v'chatzi nezak, right? That's the second line, you have all these tamin. Mani rabbananis, who does the first half of the Mishnah seem to be going like? The Rabbanon, the Amri, Meshuna, Karen, Bechatzar, Nizak, Chati Nezak, Uda Meshalim, right? The Rabbanon of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that Karen and Rishus Nizak pays Nezak Shalim. We're going to have that in the Mishnah later on, in the next parak. But the first half of the Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Tarfon, who says that even a Chatzar and Nizak, you pay Chati Nezak. Ema Seifa, but in the next lines of the Mishnah, Shor HaMu'ad v'Shor HaMazik v'Rishus HaNizak v'HaAdam, there it just says, Shor HaMazik always pays the Rishus HaNizak, without making any distinctions. Also, the Rabbi Tarfon, that seems to be going like a Rabbi Tarfon, to Amar Mishud HaKarad v'Chatzar HaNizak v'Nezak Shalim v'Dem Shalim. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Reish Rabbanah v'Sefer Rabbi Tarfon. Is it true? Can we have the Reish Rabbanah and the Sefer Rabbi Tarfon like we had yesterday? So the Gemara says, in, yeah, no problem. Ze ha'amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, because after all, Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shidina, oh smart one, Shvok Basiz V'Tol Basrai, forget trying to figure out how the Mishnah could be one opinion, and come after me, Reisha Rabbanah V'Sefer Rabbi Tarfon. Really, could all work out as long as you split the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, and it's an assumption that that's what Rav Yehuda HaNasi had in mind. And that was part of the Torah Sheval Peh, that this Mishnah is really two authors, two opinions. Rabbi Elazar betrayed the Rav Amar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, I can come up with a case that the whole Mishnah could be like Rav. Again, what's the problem? The first half of the Mishnah, the line about Shein, seems to be like the Rabbanan. It seems to be that you pay full in Chatzar Ha, pay Chati Nezek in Chatzar HaNizak. Well, the end of the Mishnah seems to say that you pay Nezek Shalim in Chatzar HaNizak for Tam. So answer number two, we're going to have four answers to this question. How do you learn the Mishnah? Shot number two, Rabbi Elazar mishmei the Rav Amar, kula Rabbi Tarfon, really the entire Mishnah is like Rabbi Tarfon. So how do you learn the first half of the Mishnah, right, which says, seems to say you pay chati nezek, reisha b'chatzar, amyuchedes, l'peiros l'echad mehen, really, the chatzar, the reisha is a case where only one of them can bring in fruit, they can both bring in their oxen, like the case we had yesterday with Rashi and Tosfos. So Lagabi Shane Havila Chatzar Anizak. Regarding Shane, it's only Chatzar Anizak, because only one person could bring in their fruit, and therefore that determines that it's called Chatzar Anizak, and that's why Shane will be Chatzar Anizak, and it will be Chayiv. Ulagabi Karen Havi Rishus Arabim. But regarding Karen, it would be Rishus Arabim, and therefore even Rabbi Tarfon would agree that it's only Chatzi Nezek. So that is the second way to learn the Mishnah. Amr of Kahana, Ramriti, Lishbaita Kameh, the Rav Zvid, Minahardah. Rav Kahana said, I said this in front of Rav Zvid, Minahardah. The Yamarli, Imatz's Mukhmas Lakulak Rabbi Tarfon. Can you really say the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Tarfon? Can you say that? Haktani, Hashain Mu'ad, that's Lechaz Arayla. There's a different line of the Mishnah that's problematic for Rabbi Tarfon. It says that Shain is a Mu'ad to eat what is fit for it. Royla in, Shain Royla lo. Only what is roila, it is fit to eat, but if it's ain't a roila, you are going to be putter. The e Rabbi Tarfon, and if we're going to be like Rabbi Tarfon Shita, ha'amar mishuna keren b'chatzar anizak nezak shalim mishalim. 1 minute, Rabbi Tarfon holds that keren and rishus anizak pays nezak shalim. What does that mean? Anything strange is going to pay nezak shalim. So why does the Mishnah, sounds like Shane is more lechol z'roila. Right, so you'll pay nezek shalim for Shane in Rishus HaNizak. Mashpat, if it's ain't a royal, you're going to be potter. It means you're going to be potter. But if you're retired from anything strange, it's going to be chayim nezek shalim in Rishus HaNizak. Rishus HaNizak is an overpowering factor. Again, the source for Rabbi Tarfon we're going to talk about later. So the Mishnah on Dav Chav Dalad Amabez. That's the source for Rabbi Tarfon's Shita, the Machlokas. So we'll talk about there more about the Svara. But Rishus HaNizak redefines the entire action, and you're going to be chayim nezek shalim for that. So how can the Mishnah be like Rabbi Tarfon? So try number three. Elala olam rabbanahi. Really, the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, meaning that Keren only pays Chati Nezek even in Rishus HaNizak. So what do you do with the second to last line of the Mishnah, which seems to say that you pay Nezek Shalem, but Chisura Mechzura, always the easy way out, put in some words to the Mishnah, Chisura Mechzura. So the scholars discuss, what does Chisura Mechzura really mean? Does it mean you have to add in words, well, missing words in the Mishnah? Or the other way that it's interpreted is that, no, it's just that this is the way that it should have been understood, and we have to add in words so that we understand it this way. But not that, but originally when Rabbi Yehudah wrote it, it might have been known that this is the way it was meant to be, and now we just have to add in words. So either way, Chisura Mechzura v'Hakitzari. This is how the Mishnah should read. Chamisha tamen hein v'imhu adu chamishasen muadin. They add in those four words. And if these five became muad, they were warned three times, so then these five of lirbot, lashuk, lalivot, those five actions, they become muads. Shein v'regel muadin mitchilasan. And shein and regel are muad mitchilasan, because it's the normal way for them to do that. V'heich en hada'asan v'chatzar hanizak. And where do they have a warning? Meaning, where can they become muad? Because they're going to be pater rishus harabim. That's what the phrase towards the end of the Mishnah means. Of rishar hamazik rishus hanizak, it's not going back on the keren that became muad. That's going back on Shane. But keren and rishus hanizak and achinami would still pay chatzi nezek. So you have to reread the Mishnah. That was try number three. How to read the Mishnah? Who is it like? So Maskel the Ravina, we're going to knock this out too. Haktani lekamon, later on the Chaf Dalet, in that Mishnah, Shar, like we said, the second parak quotes one line from this Mishnah each and then explains it. The case of the regal, next parak is case of the regal muedas. Right, it talks about the regal case. Then it talks about Shane. Then it talks about Karen. So there on the Chaf Dalet, it quotes the line of Shar Mazak Rishus Anizak, Kesad, and then it goes into discussing Karen. So how could we say here that that line is referring to Shane? So E, Amrit Bishlama, Iriba. Fine if you say that this line is referring to Karen, like we thought in the first two answers suggested. Mishim Hachik Tadi Ketzah. That's why he says Ketzah, because he's explaining that line referring to Karen. And the Mishnah there then quotes the Machlokas, the Rabban, and the Rabbi Tarfon. Ela'i Amrit Lo Ayriba. But if you say, like the Pshat that we just said, that the whole Mishnah is the Rabbanan. And the way that you could say that is, if this last line is referring to Shane and not referring to Karen, then my Ketzah. What's the Ketzah in that Mishnah later on Daf Chaf Dalet? That Mishnah says explicitly, this line is talking about Karen. So how can we say it's talking about Shane and Regel? So, number four, fourth and final pshat, Ella Amravina. You see, number three, number four here, had the Ella's, Ella's always symbolize a totally new pshat. So Ella Amravina, different from Shizra Mechzera. V'hachik Tani, this is how you should read the Mishnah. Chamisha Tamin Hain, Vim Huadu, Chamishas and Muadin. There are five times. And if they are huad, chamishas and muadin, like we said earlier, same thing so far, pshein v'regel muad mitzchilasan, v'zehu shar hamuad. Right? And these are, this is shar hamuad, right? Pshein v'regel muad mitzchila, therefore they're going to be chayda d'akshalim. And then you add this in. The shar hamuad, which is the nizak, that has been the problematic line, right? Because it has to be talking about Karen, but who is it going according to? So add in, machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon v'rabanan. Add in, by the way, that line is a machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon would say, you pay nezek shalem, and the Rabbanan say, chatzi nezek. And then, the Mishnah says, v'yesh muadan acherim, kayotze ba'elu. And then there are other muads like these, but they're original muads. Hazei, v'ha'ari, v'hado, v'habar, delos, v'hanomer, v'hanachosh. Period. That's how you read the Mishnah. Now we're going to just have another 12 lines that say the exact same thing, just in different ways. First, the same way. Tanya Namiachi. The Braisa also said the exact same interpretation of our Mishnah in a Braisa. Chamisha tamin hein, v'imhu adu chamisha asan muadin. There are five times that if they're warned, they become muad. Shein v'regel muad mitchilasan, v'zeru shara muad, v'shara mazik v'shara nizak, v'achlokas v'tavar v'rabanan. It's exactly how we added into our Mishnah. V'ish muadin acherim, kayotze ba'elu, hazei v'ha'ari, v'ado v'anomer v'abardos v'anachash. Fine. So that's an exact tanya namihachi, how we interpreted the Mishnah. Ika d'ramu lo merma, and some have it as a question and answer. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Chamisha tamin v'chamisha muadin, v'su leka. There's only five muads. What do you mean? V'ha'ika, hazei v'ari, v'ado v'anor v'abardos v'anachash. U'mishani amur v'ira chazirei mechzera v'achik tani. This is how you read the Mishnah. Chamisha tamin hei v'muadu chamisha asan muadin, shein v'regel muadu mitzchilasan, v'zeo shara muad, shara mazik v'shara zanidak v'achlok v'shara tamin v'rabanan, v'yesh muadin achayim k'yotzi v'elu, hazei v'ari, v'ado v'anor v'abardos v'anachash. They call that Daf Yomi Gemaras, right? 15 lines of just straight flowing. Chas v'shalom. It shouldn't be that we ran through it. We didn't run through it. Just the same exact words. That the evil phrase of, you know, there's only 3 minutes left and you have an minute and a half to go, just davening up. As chas v'shalom. That's a bizayin of davening. You know, even if there's a, you know, these, I just want to run through it. Chas v'shalom. That's how we daven. That's how we learn. Either way. But it, so we didn't just dive. We didn't just dive. We didn't just dive it up. We just read it, but it's the same exact words as the previous line. So there's not much that to talk about on those lines. Okay, let's continue. Below Lirboats, the Mishnah said that Ravitza, when an animal lies down on other people's property, that is Karen. That is something unusual. So we're going to have a very similar to what we just said. We just had a Dafyomi Gemara, so we're going to have the same thing, Gemara again in three different versions. Number one, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Lo Shanu Elapachem Gedolim. When do we say that it is unusual for an animal to lie down on somebody else's property by big kalim, a big vase, right? An animal sits on my vase. Aval Pachem Gitanim, by little Pachem, Urcheyu, that's normal. Normal for an animal to sit on my stuff if it could fit on it. Slave of Asaya Lace, let's say our Mishnah is a proof. Because what did it say? No, the Brisa. Habehema weathers lahala kedarka ulishaber. Behema is a mua to walk on its way and to break things. Ula ma'ech esa adab esa kalim and to smush and to crush a person, a behema, and kalim. So you see, it's regular to smash kalim. So you see, isn't that a proof that when our Mishnah says it's not normal to be rovates, that's only by big kalim, not small kalim? Where is it? No, raya, divoman atzad. Maybe when it says there that it's normal to break the kalim, it doesn't mean sitting on it. But it means banging into it from the side. So there's no raya that Ravitza on Kalim Ketanim is normal. A. B. Ika de Amre. Amre Blaza. Rablaza says this way. Lo tema pachim dolam udalav urche. Not only by big Kalim it is not its normal derech. Aval pachim ketanim urchehu. Don't say that it's normal for to break pachim ketanim. Ela afilu pachim ketanim nami lav urchehu. Even by pachim ketanim is considered unusual. And then we ask this as a base fe instead of a misayaya. So Amar Rebbe Lazar, do a menatzad. No, there's no kasha because maybe that's referring to menatzad, but really it's unusual for everything. Period. And then Ika de Rami La Mirma. Some have it as a stira. Tanan v'lo lirboats. Our Mishnah says that animal, it's not normal for him to lie down on a kli. The Tanya in the Brisa says v'lo maya chazadav ezakibayim ezakalim. It is normal. Amar Rebbe Lazar, lo kasha kamba pachem dolam kamba pachem tanim. The chiluk is pachem dolam pachem tanim. So again, three versions of the same Gemara. There is, though, in terms of psak, a difference. Because the first two versions ended up saying there's no difference between Pachem Dalam and Pachem Gedolim. Right? There's no difference. And the third daya says Kan Pachem Dalam, Kan Pachem Tanim. So depending which version you paskin like, you might think, oh, the Gemara is saying the same thing. No, but according to the third version, Lamaskana, there's a difference that an animal is normal to be robates on Pachem Tanim and on Pachem Gedolim. Okay. Hazeva Hari, my bardalus. So there's like three pages of Agadata in the Ein Yaakov on old Baba Kama. It's like five pages. So here's a little bit of it. So says the Gemara, my bardalus, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Nifrza. What's a bardalus? Right, the other animals, we know what they are. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a numer, leopard. What's a bardalus? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Nafrza. Okay, it's a Nafrza. Doesn't really help. My Nafrza. What's a Nafrza? I'm Rabbi Yosef Afa, which is translated as a hyena, an Afa. So Meisve, could we really say that the Bardalus is an Afa? Rabbi Meir Omer Afa Tzavua. Rabbi Meir says, even if the Tzavua, this type of colorful animal, is included in the Muadin, Rabbi Lazar Omer Afa Nachash. And Rabbi Lazar says, even the Nachash, which we'll get back to. The Amar of Yosef, Tzavua Zuapa. And Rabbi Yosef says that a Tzavua is an Afa. So what do you mean? How could Rabbi Meir say Afa Tzavua, but what do you mean the Bardalus is already in the Mishnah, and the Afa is the Bardalus? He's not adding anything. So lokash, a kabbat savua, zachar, a kabbat savua, a keva. Right? Depends, the two different types of savuas. Right? A zachar and a keva. The Tanya, the Brisa says, savua zachar, liachar shevashana nasa atleif, a savua zachar after 7 years turns into an atleif. The Ein Yaakov says that all these lines are obviously talking about lachar misa. Doesn't mean that all magically in the zoo is going to turn into a different animal. It says, vade, dib, near the chosev mairi laachar shemesu, vakalu, vavdu, nishtana gufam, ludamos laachar. After Misa, they take upon these midos. So Tzavua becomes an atleif. Atleif lachar shevashana nasa arpad. Arpad lachar shevashana nasa kimush. Kimush lachar shevashana nasa choach. Choach lachar shevashana nasa shade. Okay, all of these types of animals, they switch. Okay, but the next line is the one that's spoken about a little bit. Shidro shel adam lachar shevashanim nasa nachash. The spine of a person, after 7 years, turns into a snake. If he didn't bow down in modim, he doesn't bow down in modim properly. So then that is that is why his spine turns into a snake. So what is going on here? So then the tour quotes this in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. The tour quotes Vishochin Ba Tchila Vasof. Right, in Modim, we bow at the beginning, at the end. That's something that not everybody knows. At the end of Modim, we're also supposed to bow. Barak El Aldos, we're also supposed to bow. Not with our knees, just with our bodies, like the beginning. But Modim and Akhmalach, supposed to bow. And at the end, you're supposed to bow. El Wa'el Beverchaz Avos Pirash. Shtitin Shchia, how much you have to bow. Kasidin Perakamad Bavakama. The Torah thinks that this is an important enough of a Gemara to quote Lahalacha. Shidro Shaladam Lacha Shivim Shana. Some different Girsa. Nasa Nachash, Behut Lakarba Modim, Mida Kenegan Mida. Shahaya Lo Lechra Velizkov Kenachash. You should have bent down low like a snake, and you didn't, so we'll turn into a snake. Behu Lo Asakain, Lachay Nasa Shidro Nachash. Right, you didn't have the Hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a being Meshuvah to him by bowing down, and therefore, you know, you're going, the spine is going to turn into a Nachash. If you look at Tosfos, you got to go to on the turn over the page. Again, Tosfos here is not in the right place. Tosfos on the base, where it says Vahut lo karba modim. Tosfos says, second Tosfos. Second half of Tosfos. The Yesh Mefarshim, where there's by the Gilyon. Mishum Damrina Bemedrish. It says in the Medrish, Sheyesh Etzem Bishidro Shal Adam. There's a bone in the spine of a person. Shemi Menu notes Alasa Lavo. From that bone is where he's going to be created by Tchias HaMesim. There's another Chazal that says that what makes that bone strong? Milava Malka, the loose bone. Right, the loose bone, Milava Malka makes that bone strong. The Oso Etzem Chazak V'Kashek Alkach, that bone is so strong and tough. She'ein Ha'esh Yachol Osarfo, the fire can't burn it. V'Hashta Kish Oso Etzem Natsa Nachash, so when the bone becomes a Nachash, it becomes very soft. And therefore, it's not going to be able to come through. Eino Chai La'asin Lavo. So that's what Tosfos says, that's the bone. It says Tosfos, "V'ein svar lo marshi onish gadol kol kach b'shvil avod zeh." Can't believe this, says Tosfos, that because he didn't bow properly in Modim, you're not going to get tchias ha'mesim. That's a little too stringent. So kol yisrael yesh lam chelak olam haba. All Jews have a chelak olam haba. There are many people that do worse things than lo karba Modim. So he doesn't answer it. He just says, he quotes his Medrash. He says he finds it hard to believe that this is what it means. The Maharal suggests. That what is the message here? Shaha Adam Hayalo Shaykhus El Hanachash. Man and Anachash had to have some Shaykhus to each other. If not, they wouldn't have been able to talk to each other originally. Right? We don't find that man didn't speak to any other animal. Right? And when he finally spoke to an animal in Parshas Balak, right, Chazal, we make a big thing about it. Right? It's one of the things that were created by Nashmashas, the Aton of Bilam, right? But all of a sudden, in Parshas Bereishis, right, Adam only speaks to Anachash, nobody says boo. But Anachash Ayyar Bakal Chai says Adeh. Barbanel talks about it. What did the Nachash have Chachma then? He was able to speak. Was it just a vision? So the Maharal says, Adam sheish hayelo shaychus ala Nachash. V'im lo hayelo shaychus, ilav lo hayim eschaber Nachash lav lasiso. The Nachash wouldn't have been able to start a relationship with him. Ki ha'adam hu melech ala tachtonim. V'ha'nachash haya melech al chayos kodim sheish kalel. Man was king of the jungle, and the Nachash was the next level. You know, he was king of all the animals, right? Aru mikol chayos asodeh. V'kein haya, rak haya holech v'kom v'zakufa, k'ma ho'adam haya kodem shenizkal. Right, he had legs, he walked v'kom v'zakufa, he wasn't all the way down. V'hakom v'zakufa morel ha'malchus. And when you walk straight up, it's more on malchus. So man was somewhat of a king, and the nachash was somewhat of a king. V'hinei, im ha'adam korei b'modim, but when we bow down in modim, we realize that even though we're the king, we're not the real king. We'll talk more about this, hopefully, in the parshas here tomorrow night. But if when we bow down, we're showing that we're not the ultimate king. Marashu sheish hevdel beino bein anachash. By our bowing down, we show that we're different than the nachash. We don't think that we're a king, and we say we're a king, but we know that there's a king up above. Ki ha'adam mevatel skifaso lefnei malcho ke'eved lefnei adono. V'lo anachash. Lo keinim in korob modim. So then, you're just like a nachash. If you know bow down modim, then you're a king who doesn't recognize anybody above him, and that's why your spine turns into a nachash. Why 7 years? Because Chazal say the gestation of a nachash is, I think, 7 years. I don't have to ask the snake experts how long does it take to have a snake baby, but maybe some pregnancy of a nachash is 7 years. Either way, there's a lot more on that. The Chazal, the shidra of a nachash becoming a snake, but the important point for us is, I guess, halacha l'maisa, to be careful, you know, by hishtachavaya b'modim, tchila basof. Omar Mar, getting back to what we said, Remeir Omar Afat Tzavur. Remeir says even that Tzavua should be on the Muad list. Rabbi Lazar Omar Afa Nachash, a Nachash should also be on the Tzavua list. Rabbi Lazar says Af Hanachash, even the Nachash. Mashma, he's being exclusive. V'anan Tzan, Rabbi Lazar Omar B'zan Shebet B'nei Tarbos, Einem Muadem, a Nachash Muad La'olam. It sounds like there are other examples. When they're B'nei Tarbos, they're not Muads, but if they're not, B'nai Tarbet, they would be Mu'ud. So what do you mean, ha-Nachash, the-Nachash? So today Nachash, okay, change it. It means Nachash, it means Lav-Dafka. Put on Nachash, but it doesn't mean that it's the only one. Period. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel. Ari Birchus HaRabim, Daras Va'achal Patur, Tara Va'achal Chayiv. What's the difference? Daras Va'achal means, the Chumar assumes, is Shane. Daras Va'achal, if the lion did not kill the animal first and then eat it, but it just grabbed the animal and ate it alive, that's Daras, then you're Patur, because that's the normal thing that the lion does. Tara Va'achal, but if he killed it first and then ate it, so that's unusual, and that's chayiv. What does chayiv here mean? Chatzi nezek. Go with Rashi's pshat. Chatzi nezek. It means that's unusual for a lion to kill it first and then eat it. So that's why it's chayiv chatzi nezek. Daras v'achal. I'm sorry?
As the Rambam learned this, the Rambam says that they're mu'ud.
The Rambam says they're mu'ud, right. So maybe you have to say what it means maybe in the first. You have to work it out for the Rambam. Right, you have to work it out for the Rambam. Daras v'achal patur kibo. So let's daras v'achal patur. Why kibo the urche lemedrus? Havli kamosha achla peiros v'yirakos. Havli shamber shesaramim patur. Daras v'achal patur because it's normal to do this. It's just like any other animal eating fruit and vegetables. So it's like shamber shesaramim, and therefore it's patur. Taraf laburchehu. But taraf, if it kills it first, how do you remember what's the difference? Because taraf means a trefa, right? Taraf is trefa. Trefa is an animal that had, right, that was just nitraf, right, had a problem with it, so that's taraf. It was grabbed, right? Taraf, taraf Yosef, right? It was killed. So that's not orche, and therefore, that's going to be Karen. Ask the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo says, how could this be called Shane? Come on. He says, Plia Gedola, Almasha Maskinon, Shaosan Echayos, and Tarfu Vachlam, Shazram, Turim, Bersham, Shem Shane. Hallo, ain't Doma L'Shane Klal. How can you call this Shane? Hallo, Shane, Varegel, Paturim, Bersham, Mishum, why? The Yesh Bershus, Lalach, Bersham. It's Rishus. Jay Regal, Pater Rishus Rabim. Why? Because they have Rishus to do that. We discussed it in the beginning, the riff and the rush. They have Rishus to be there. I don't have to go after my animal. It's normal for my animal to walk and to nibble at things. But Aval Arisha, there is Va'ocha Behemos. V'chi Agavna Nomar Urche Litar. Do they have Rishus? My lion has Rishus to go and kill all the animals in his path? Im Kain, Lo Ye Rishus L'Chaveiru L'Haniach Behemto L'Elech Rishus Rabim. V'chi Arisha Zev. Ari has Rishus, then you can never leave any of your animals to walk in the street. V'chi Bazeh Potra Torah. How could this be Shane? Says the Yamshel Shlomo. Lachain, he says, Mukhar Chani Lomar, Me'achar She'ein Zemin Amatzi Lichios B'Yishuv. It's not normal to have a lion walking around the street. It's not normal. Kamosha Kazav Arambam, Beperisha Mishnayis, Im Kain, HaTorah Lo Chilka B'Diske Shane V'Regel, Ula Orm B'Tur B'Shus Arabim, even if the reason doesn't apply. You're right, the reason of Shane and Regel of the B'Tur does not have any, doesn't apply here. But you know what? Once the Torah makes rules for Shane and Regel, everything's included, even if the reason doesn't apply. And he gives four or five other examples, beautiful examples, where even if you see a reason doesn't apply for something, still you're going to be, you know, the rule's going to apply. He gives an example, Toyntan is Ganav. Toyntan is Ganav is Chayef Kefel. Even though the reason, the Gemara says, what's the difference between Gdev and Gzela? The type of action it was. Toyntan is Ganav, just you deny having somebody's item. So does all the rules of Gneva apply to Toyntan is Ganav, so that you'd be Chayef Kefel? No. But still, once the rules for Gneva versus Gzela are made, that's it. There's a low plug kind of on a Daraisa level. So that's what he gives other examples of this as well. But that's what he says you have to say. I don't think it's really Shane, but this is what I have to say. Viter says the Gemara, is it really true that it's not normal for a lion to kill first and then bring home? Well, maybe the trefa laborechayu vaksiv aryei toreif bedegarosav. A lion kills to bring home for its cubs. So you're right, b'shul garosa, for its cubs it's normal, but for itself, when it's eating it itself, it doesn't kill first. Umechanik v'livosav, rest of the pasuk, bishvil livosav, for its kids. V'imali teref chorav, bishvil chorav. Umonasav trefa, bishvil monasav. Meaning in all the cases where it's bringing home for its young, so then it's normal to kill first and then bring it home. But if it's eating for itself, so then it just does it without killing. V'atanya, so we ask another kasha. The Bryce says later on, v'chein chaya, shed nifnasala resurs chotzer anizak. Tarfa, behema, ba'achla, basar, mishan, nezak, shalem, a chaya that goes into chatzar and izak, and is toreif. Toreif, we just said, is something unusual. And it does that, you pay nezak, shalem. What do you mean? According to the Rabbanon, shpechati nezak. So where would be tarfa? And if it's Karen, if tarfa is strange, and we assume we're also talking about an Ari here, so shpechati nezak. So how come I skin into tarfa laniyah? No, maybe that case, you know why it's normal? Because it's killing, you know, it's going into hibernation. So it's killing to eat later. That's why it's normal in that case. Look at Marcy once said, Ha'achla Tani. It says, Niklas al-Khadid, it's a tarfa of Achla, so it ate it. Marcy said, no, Bishanim b'chav Achla. It changed its mind. First, it was normal to kill it to save it for later, because it was going to eat it later. And now, it changed its mind. Says the Gemara, Mina Yadidan! I didn't know what was thinking the lion was thinking. You know, it was normal originally, but now it changed its mind to eat it now. How do you know? The old Shmuel Nami Del Mahafi. And forget it, go back to Shmuel's case. What was Shmuel's case? He says that if the lion is toe-ray first, it's unusual. Maybe the animal wanted to save it for later, so it was normal, and then it changed to eat it now. So what's going on here? So says the Gemara, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Tzadik Tani. Okay, you're right. In that Braisa, it's really two different cases. Shetarfa Lahaniach O Darsa V'Achla. It's not one case. So Tarfa, the case you see, it was Meiniach it for a long time later. That's why it's normal. O Darsa V'Achla. Or it's Doreis. So then Mishalem is Nezek Shalem. Then it pays Nezek Shalem. That's how you interpret the Braisa. Ravina Amar Tikamar Shmuel Bari Tarbes V'Libi Rebbe Lazar. What's Shmuel talking about? You know why he makes the Chilah? Because he's talking about a domesticated lion. And according to Rebbe Elazar, Damar Lav Orfeh. And according to Rebbe Elazar, who says, once the lion is domesticated, so then there is normal and unusual behavior for it, because it can be domesticated. That's why Shmuel makes the chilek. Ihach yafilu darsa nami l'chayiv. So if that's true, so that even darsa should be chayiv nezek, chasi nezek. So Ella, meaning not nezek shalem in the Braisa. So Ella, the Ravina lava de Shmuel itmar Ella amas nisa. So right, really switch. Ravina, who made that comment, is not talking about Shmuel's statement, but it's going on this last brisa of the what we just had. V'chein chay shenichnasa. Kitani masnisa ba'aritarbes v'aliyu derbalaz v'darma laborchei. When the brisa says that you pay nezek shalim in the chazer nizek, it's talking about a domesticated animal. Answer the Gemara yihachi chati nezek boy shlume. Same question. So it's shvei chati nezek if it does something unusual. Diyayid, it was warned. So that's where it became a muad. Ihachi my height the tani lo gabi told the shane gabi told the karen boy lo misnei. So why is it later on in the next parak on daf yutes it should be put here in the karen context kasha? Okay, that problem is not worked out. Next mishnah, ma bein tam lemuad. What is the difference between a tam and a muad? Elisha tam. The gemara later on is going to talk about how do you define the difference, but I'm talking about what is the difference. Ela tam shalom chazin ezek migufo. As we had before, a tam pays half nezek migufo, only up to what it itself is worth, the mazik, and a muad pays nezek shalim min ha'aliyah as much as it is, even more than it is worth. My aliyah, where do you get the word aliyah from? Meaning, you know, above and beyond. Amar Balazar bin me'ule sheben achasav, the best of the nechasim. Best of the nechasim, that's what aliyah means. Me'ule sheben achasav. V'cheinu omer, and also it says, v'yishkav chizkiyo mavosav, chizkiyo died, v'yikvruhu b'malek kibrei beit David, b'nei David, and it was buried in his kever avos, kever b'nei David. Amar Balazar b'ma'ala eitzal me'ule sheben mishpacha. He was buried next to David and Shlomo. U'mayinu David and Shlomo, the best of the mishpacha. The Ian Yaakov says, why dafka chizkiyah? Because all the other malachim were just buried where their father was buried. But chizkiyahu, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, was girer atzmos aviv, right? To get his father's kapara, right? His father's who was a Russia, to get the kapara. So that's why his father didn't have a burial place, right? Girer atzmos aviv, or a normal burial place. That's why he was zochet to be buried in with David and Shlomo. Vayikbru b'kibrosav asher karalo b'ir David. Asa HaMelech was buried in the kever that he dug. So my Besamim Vizanim, once we're talking about Kfaris of Beis David, so we talk about this. What does it mean he was buried with Besamim and Uznim? So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Zini. It means there was a lot of different spices that they put into the coffin. Rabbi Shomar Nachmeni Omer, Besamim, Shakolame Riachban, Boli De Zima. Right, that's the Besamim and Znim. That it was a certain type of potently smelling spice. Yirmiyo cries that they dug a hole for me to fall into. Yirmiyo, he did not have an easy life. When he was talking about the Churban HaBayis, he was thrown into a pit. So, Rebbe Elazar Omer, what does it mean? Not a literal pit. Shachashduhu mizona. They rechoshed him from mizona. What does that mean? The Maral says that our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu is termed a marriage. So they rechoshed that he was a Navi Sheker. And therefore, the Isha that he was with was not a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore, that's what it means. Like a zona. There was a mischaber in Koachitsoni, says the Maharal. That's what they said. And the Mar Shah here says, fascinating, that there's a lot of parallels between Yirmiyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, number one, they were both Muchan Lunavua Zman Rav. Number two, Zehochicha Mem Shana Vezehochicha Men Shana. Number three, Hutzruchu Lifrosh Minishosehem. And we know just like Chazal say they were Choshe Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you have to be Purish by Eishes Ish? Right? Even the story with Miriam and Aaron. Right? Why are you different than us? Here too, they were Choshe him from Eishes Ish. The Marsha says, parallels between Moshe and Yirmiyahu. Bishlom adaber shakashnu mizona. Fine, I understand according to the one that said they were choshen from zona. Hi, you have a pasuk that says kishucha muka zona. You know, a pit means zona. So the first pasuk that says he threw him into a pit, that alludes to zona. Elo adaber shakashnu meishuzish myshucha. But according to the one that said they were choshen from meishuzish, how is that referred to by a pit? So ata eishuzish minafke michal zona. That's also considered zona. So that's it could also be referred to by a pit. They want to kill me because it's a rachazish, it's chiyav misa. What does it mean, lamus? Because a zona, let's say a pnuya, might not be a chiyav misa. No, literally, they threw him into the pit. Literally, they threw him into the pit. There's a lot on the next three lines. So let's stop here before Yirmiyahu davens that they don't do the misa of tzedakah properly. We'll get to that tomorrow. And that they made a yeshiva on his kever, and tomorrow's big daf about which is greater, Talmud or Maisa. That's a big discussion at the end of the tomorrow's Amud Aleph, Yisachar and Yosef and Chaya B'Kal Behema, Kochel Gufo Dami. All of these big discussions on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. And again, if the daf was a little softer today and not as loud, we are working on it, and we're going to get it back to full strength within the day. Okay, so just keep on mind.